We're on page Ayin Resh Hey. On the bottom of the page, the next category, Hisbonenus Begishas Limud HaTorah. So the Tzaddik is telling us in this chapter 26, as we know, there's three parts to the human being. We've got the Rotzon Hashem that lies in the deepest part of a person's neshama. With a layer above that is the person's Rotzon, the person's desire to do the will of Hashem. And then you have the most external part of the person, which is a person's ratzon to not do the will of Hashem. And we gave the example by eating, how to use it, and we gave the example by davening, how to use it. So now we're going to give the example by limud haTorah. When it comes to learning Torah, and to be honest with one's feelings. Ke'ein zeh similarly, be'osa shas hisbonus bayom, at that time when one reflects during the day, when you start your day and reflecting on things, Yochal Adam lihisbonen al inyan haratzon ha'eder haratzon es limud haTorah. A person has to reflect on the concept of one's desire or one's lack of desire regarding the learning of Torah. Hu yoshev v'shol es atzma, he sits and asks himself, Himani reitzo lilmud Torah lo, do I want to learn Torah or not? Hatshuv v'shuv eino muchletas, the answer again is not clear, it's not solid. Kain velo, yes and no. Lepamim kain, lepamim lo. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. So now, bizman, this is what you're telling yourself here. Bizman shalo, when it's a time that I don't want to learn. Lamani lo rotza, why don't I want to learn? Gamze yachol yos min kama sibas. That also could be for many reasons. Omitzad midas ha'atzlus. It could be because I'm lazy. Sheineni rotza la'amitzis mochi eskufi. I don't want to strain my brain and body. It's a big strain to learn Torah. It's a big strain. Omi shum taiver, maybe because of lust. Why? That instead of learning Torah, I want to fulfill my taiver with other things. I want to watch a hockey game. I want to surf on the internet. I'd rather do that than learn Torah. That's how he clarifies, first of all, why is it that there are many times he does not learn. Next page. Lachem Rikain, after this, who Mevar Lasvi clarifies himself, Lama Hu Kain wrote Salumot. Why does he do want to learn when he does learn? Yitachnu Lakach Kama Vakama Sivis. It's possible of many reasons why a person wants to learn. Number one, number one, he's afraid of being punished with Gehenna if he would transgress Jewish laws because he doesn't know what the law is. So I go to the halacha class on Tuesday night, so I'll know what halacha to make on brachas, because I already know about the Gemaras that tell me the punishments that await people who don't make proper brachas. So therefore I'm learning the brachas, so I'll not be good at it, and I won't get punished. Beis, could be another reason. I'm afraid I will nullify the mitzvah of the Torah that says you should study Torah day and night, and I'll be punished if I don't do that. Or number three, I'm afraid that if I don't learn, people will call me an Am Haaretz, an ignorant person, and I'll be embarrassed, and that's a punishment from other people, that they will hold me in low esteem. Dalit lo rak laman heder habusha elahu lo mekirotzu shiachavdo. So it could be not only because he doesn't want to be embarrassed, but he wants to be honored. Vod kahena v'chena sivus nesavus, and there's many other reasons. You know, my wife is making me, the rabbi is going to think less of me if I don't learn, whatever. And these are the reasons that you do go and learn. None of these are, you know, overwhelmingly positive reasons to learn. And everyone has to investigate what are the reasons that prevent him from learning. And even the yes reasons are preventing him, obviously, from learning more. But he has to keep digging until he does reach the innermost point, which exists within him, although he is probably not conscious of it. And you say, and he wrote to Lilmod, Ke Kadosh Baruch Hu Amar Li Lilmod. I learn because Hashem tells me to learn. And my inner desire is to do what Hashem wants. And that's why I want to do it. Now the truth is, you don't want that. Consciously you don't want that. But you recognize that deep inside of you, in that part of your neshama that wants to do the will of Hashem, there is a will to do what Hashem wants you to do. Therefore, when you open up a sefer, yifne kivyachol Kodesh Baruch Hu, turn to Hashem before you learn, during the day now, v'yomerlo, and speak to him and say the following, Rabbeinu Shalom, barli shebet nishmasi penima kaima ratzon l'lumod Torah. Hashem, it is clear to me that in your soul, in my inner soul, there exists for me a wanting to learn Torah. Aval einani margishos, but I don't feel it. I don't feel it. So again, it's a third example of where the tzaddik says you have to be upfront with Hashem and speak out that which truly exists within you. Okay, now he's going to explain why this is so important. And the next subcategory is called Beirur Kol Ratzon V'Ratzon Mitoch Tarovus HaRatzonos. Clarifying each and every desire from amongst a mixture of desires. Elam Kane comes out, Shtei Dugmos, these examples, Tefillah V'Torah, learning in Torah. V'atanen Natech Aset V'Rom Lomkom. What's the word I'm looking for? It's from the word surgery, to cut up, to dissect. Let's dissect these words in their depth. Now, lifnei sh'adam niga shlomod, before a person begins to learn, lifnei sh'adam niga shlispal, before he begins to daven, humivar la'atzma ha'im hurotza b'zeh olo, he really should clarify to himself, do you really want to do it or not? Humivar la'atzma madua hu kein rotza l'lumod ol hispal, madua hu lo rotza l'lumod ol hispal. He has to clarify to himself, why does he, yes, want to learn in Daven, and why does he not want to learn in Daven? Humavar la'atzmo, he clarifies to himself, more importantly, gam mi rotza l'lumod as well. Also, who is the one who wants to Daven? Klomer, what does that mean? Eza chelet benafsha rotza l'lumod hispal, veza chelet lo rotza. What part of the person wants to Daven, and what part of the person does not want to Daven? So, you know, so what part doesn't want to daven? The lazy part of me. Well, that's the most external, superficial, animalistic part of me doesn't want to get up and daven. Okay, that's one part. Okay, now what's the part of you that wants to daven? The part of me that wants to have success during the day wants me to daven. That's also really the animalistic part of the person. A little more sophisticated animal. It's a little more sophisticated animal. But it's also an animalistic part of the person. I daven because I don't want to get punished. It's also the animalistic, sophisticated animalistic part of the person. So is there anything else that wants you to daven? Well, consciously, no. Okay, isn't there supposed to be another part of you that does want to daven? What part's that? The part of the inner eye. The inner eye that feels a connection to Hashem and wants to do whatever Hashem wants. Well, I don't feel that. Okay. So what's happening is you are becoming consciously aware and being in touch with your feelings. And that is incredibly important, as he will explain. Ma to'el shotvarim. What's the purpose of this whole exercise? Haklalu, the rule is, shebechol taroves, in every mixture, bechol nekuda, Shemuravim ba kama chalakim, in any point where it's mixed in many parts, shum davar lo nikar sham la'ayin, nothing becomes recognizable. When you have a whole bunch of things mixed together in a kugel, it's hard to be able to dissect and discern every item that is in the kugel. You know, a lot of times, you know, a person makes kugel, right? You ask a guy, what's in a kugel? He says, I don't know, it tastes good. I don't know, it tastes good. It's a lakshin kugel. Oh, I guess there's noodles in it. Okay, it's a good start. Anything else in it? I don't know, tastes good. Well, a woman who's more sophisticated in this will know there's sugar and there's cinnamon and there's some eggs and some other things there, right? And someone who's really sophisticated would be able to, a connoisseur without even knowing, blindfolded, could tell you everything that's in there. And that's important because you know what's there. Now, similarly, the person, whenever we do anything, there's a lot of different reasons that are going on inside of the person. When a person is davening, there is a part of the person, probably, even the people that come to shul, there's a part of them that doesn't want to go to shul. There's a part of them that doesn't want to daven. You know, that's the part of them that when you have a slow chazan, they're kind of upset. It's the part of them that forgot it was a Monday. Oh, we're going to be another 15 minutes. You know, that's that. And that's a real part of the person. And that person, you know, I wish it really wasn't so long, and I wish it was shorter. Certain people, certain people like that, who, you know, you're there, but you don't want to be there. It's your captive audience, as it were. And you're tired, and you'd rather sleep. So you should be aware that that exists in you. And then when you, you know, probe further, so why are you in shul? Because, well, what do you mean, why am I in shul? I don't know why I'm in shul. Well, then there's got to be a reason why you're in shul. Well, because I always go to shul. Okay, do you want to go to shul? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know, I just do it. I've been doing it the last 3 years. So then why are you going? So you got to finally get deeper to, well, I guess I'm going because, well, things weren't going well in my house. I started to go to shul and things got better. So I guess it's because I want to make sure that Hashem is on my side. Okay, so now you understand why you're going to shul. And there could be a lot of reasons. And there usually are many reasons why you're going to shul. So you have to understand what are those reasons there. And to realize that more often than not, none of them are the right reasons. And you have to be in touch with the fact that you're not going to shul for the right reason. Now, if you're going to shul for the reason is because I want to do what Hashem wants me to do, and I love to do what Hashem wants me to do, and you say, no, I don't feel that one. Well, now you know exactly how far the gap is between where you are and where you're supposed to be. And that's what you have to work on. But if you haven't gone through this process, you don't even know where you're supposed to go. All right, let me just finish the paragraph. I won't take the questions, okay? Kishiritzono shel adam einam mivurorim ela miurbavim. When the desires of a person are not clarified and separated one from each other, but rather they're all mixed up. Person doesn't feel any desire in a clear fashion. Hakol mevubal, it's all mixed up. Pam tzitzav ola taiva. Once in a while it pops up a taiva. Pam gaiva, sometimes it's arrogance. Pam arasan lavad as Hashem, sometimes yetak, you do want to serve Hashem. Hakol hu ezo shahi tarovis. Each one of these is some kind of a mixture, and he calls it a salat shel ritzonos, a salad full of desires. What? A desire salad. Shekol pam oyle umavatzveitz ritzonach, because every time a different desire bubbles forth. Right? Havod rishona shel adam, the first job of a person is, eifo, lahagdir kol ratzon rasan, to define every desire. V'rasma, to know what it is. When a person clarifies each and every one of his ritzonos, that desire receives a light and strength that's wondrous. I'll take questions soon. We'll give you a small parable that for sure will not express the depths of what we're trying to say, but at least it helps a little. Adam oisa latzmo salat yirakus. You're making a person makes a vegetable salad. Magbanios from tomatoes. Right? Agbanios, tomatoes. Palpel, adom, red peppers. Palpel, yero, green peppers. Malafafon, cucumbers. Chasa, lettuce, etc., etc. Kshoachlas, kola, chameshis, aminim, vasach. When you eat all five ingredients at one time, ulumargish, veres, tamushel, kola, echad, vecha, vimarki, vesalad. He can't distinguish each and every taste in the salad. Someone knows the taste that comes out of all five together. Avolitim called Dover Kamoshu, but to taste everything the way it is, each for itself, when you can't. Kimin Shatarovis Mitsarechot Manika Tam Kolo Tov Vitoin Lukola Markivim. Because the combination, on the one hand, kind of withholds it develops this overall taste that comes from all of that, of all the ingredients that are there. But it also negates the individual taste in and of itself. You don't just taste pure tomato, pure lettuce. It's all mixed up. This is how it comes out in a person. When his desires are all mixed up, no ratzon receives its own true power in and of itself. It doesn't illuminate into one's consciousness as it should. Once a person clarifies his desires, and he's able to stand each ratzon up as its own independent feeling, therefore, the mixture that is that creates this confusion and hiding everything, it begins to get uncovered, and each rutzen comes out. The true rutzen comes out clearer to the person. Kesha rutzen bar l'adam, when that desire is clear to a person, yodea hu eich lavaroso, he knows how to work with it. The opposite, but when the ritzonos are not clear, a person does not know how to work with it. And that really is critical. And that really is what a good psychologist does with a person who's depressed, who has problems. You go to a person and say, you're depressed. Why? I don't know. Just feeling lousy. Well, let's talk about it. And now, after 10 sessions, the guy knows your whole life, and now he knows. There's, it could be five or six things that are disturbing you. And really, it's one thing more than anything else. But the other things are covering it up. And he's trying to get to the bottom of this. Right? But there's no way you can help somebody if they just say, well, how do you feel? Lousy. What do you mean lousy? It's a lousy salad today. They said yesterday, right on the news, is the saddest day of the year. It's officially, Blue Monday. And the psychologists start talking about why it's a blue Monday. It's that Monday. I think whatever the third Monday in January is called the blue Monday. It's already the holiday season's worn off already, and you're getting the bills for all the stuff you paid for your Goyish holiday, and it's a lot more than you planned on paying. And by now the snow generally comes. And it's cloudy, and it's cold, and it's miserable, and ich weiß was, right? So, those are all the factors that make people miserable, right? So, that's how they paskind, that's the most miserable day. I mean, the fact is that almost every day is miserable for most people. But there's much more deeper reasons why they're miserable, because they have no purpose in life, that's why. But they're not that sophisticated to get into that. So, but if a person can clarify what's going on, then you have a better handle on where you're at and who you are and what you're relating to. And are you relating to that part of you that's in the Yetzer Hara world, or are you relating to that part of the Yetzer Tov world? And then you realize what direction you have to go in life. But if you're just davening, so I'm just davening. Or if you're not davening, you're just not davening. Or sometimes I daven, sometimes I don't daven. But you don't have any way of knowing where I'm at, why I'm not diving, why I am diving, what I should be doing, what direction I should be heading towards. How do you know where you should go if you don't know where you're at? Yeah, question.
Isn't it a bit of a analysis? To take your example of the guy is diving for Shalom Bayis. He didn't have Shalom Bayis, started diving for Shalom Bayis. So on one level, that ratzon is saying, it's a selfish ratzon. I'm a daven, so I get a benefit. On the other level, the guy's davening shows quite a bit of an understanding that Hashem runs the world, quite understanding the Lamuna. He understands that if he davens, Hashem could help him. He understands, like there's a deeper understanding implied in that externally selfish ratzon.
Not really, because it's still an externally selfish Russian. Your davening says Hashem will help you.
Absolutely, but okay, example. The guy's davening for a better parnasa. Okay? So, instead of coming an hour to the earlier in the day to daven, he can go to work and do another hour of work a day if he believes that, didn't have an understanding.
Right.
He didn't have some amuda. Go to work an extra hour, 2 hours earlier instead of
going to doctor. He it's not, he's just believing that this is what will help him. Now, let's go further. You know, he thinks it will. No different than he thinks that buttering up the boss will help him too.
But who the boss is.
Yeah, but yes or no? But he doesn't really want to daven. He doesn't really want to daven, and that the person has to recognize.
I'm not saying it's the best ratzon. I'm saying it's each one of these.
Okay,
so ratzon to do something is not so simple. Here's my ratzon. Here's my reason. That's it. There's implications behind.
So let's explain the implications. So you davening to Hashem because you know that if you daven a lot, Hashem will probably help you, right? First of all, that's not necessarily true. Number one. And number two, okay, that's a level, but it's a very far away level, and it presents to recognize, and it's not an optimal level, and that's not a level you're supposed to live beyond your whole life.
Well, but that ratzon has a few levels sort of like embedded in that
ratzon. Okay,
any
but
any ratzon will have a few levels embedded.
No problem. So he believes that Hashem is strong and mighty, and if you really come every day and suffer to come to shul, you'll do better at work. Right? That's what he believes.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Well, okay. Now, the question is, but if he could get better parnasa without davening to Hashem, would he? Let's ask that question.
Yeah, probably would.
Probably wouldn't.
Sorry, probably wouldn't.
Probably wouldn't. So now what if you come to understand about yourself, or the person, not you, the person, that really I don't want to daven?
But I understand.
No, but listen. That means every day for the last 3 years, I'm doing something I don't want to do. Now you're in a very dangerous position because it won't take a lot to get you to stop. Or what generally happens is you are not going to go to the minyan that takes 50 minutes to daven shacharis. Down the road, there's one that does it in 30 minutes, and I'm just as good of a boy. Right? Right? And then let's say, you know, you don't get, you start things aren't working right. And for a long time they're not working right. Well, I see davening dot is not helping. So then you're gonna stop. Right? So it's very important, you know, this whole idea, you know, praying with fire and all this stuff. You know, the bottom line is, what you really need to do is work on your ratzons. That's why all these Shabbatons, all these things, they give you gimmicks. Gimmicks only last for so long, and they're not going to really change your attitude, right? That's really the shortcoming of all. I'm beginning more and more to believe the shortcoming of many Shabbatons is that it's not enough. Even three fantastic speeches is not going to change a person's attitude. You know. Unless it kicks them to begin to work on changing their attitude. Unless the speaker has convinced them they have to work on changing their attitude and therefore start this program for the next 5 years of your life to work on changing your attitude, right? But the point that Tzadik is saying is you have to be in touch with why you're really, really davening. And the example you gave, Michael, really, the person who really goes deep really is saying to himself, if it was up to me, I wouldn't daven. If there's a way that I could make the parnasa without having to daven, I wouldn't daven.
But you can say the same thing about doing Hashem's will. If there's a way I can make Hashem happy without davening,
because when you're talking about I want to do the will of someone, you're on a whole different, you're in a whole different world and a whole different mindset. When you truly feel at one with somebody, then your desire is whatever that person wants. That's something that we don't relate to very easily. Yeah? And there's no other reason besides that. I don't want to get any, there's no ulterior motive to that. Right? So when you're at that level, nobody has to force you to daven. You want to daven. And you're there 10 minutes early. You go to the longest minyan. You savor every minute of it. And that is the difference between feeling close to Hashem and not feeling close to Hashem. The guy who's going to work only because he knows his, guy's davening, only because his work depends on it, really doesn't love Hashem. He loves himself. So how is this avoda getting you closer to Hashem? It's not. So now, you're spending all this time, and you're not even getting the benefits you're supposed to get out of it. And the worst thing is, you don't even realize what's going on. So if you're dissecting all this to whatever level, and the deeper the level, the better, you have to say, you know what? I am a maimon to a certain degree, and my amun is to the point where, to how it benefits me, that's where my belief goes, but I'm not gonna go beyond to what it benefits me. And now that you know that, you might wanna say, is this how I really wanna be a Jew? So how's it gonna change? So he's gonna discuss, you know, but at least you have to know where you're at. And that, the tzaddik is suggesting most people don't know where they're at. I think Shelley was next, I think, I'm not sure. But we'll get to everybody anyway. We've got, enough time for everybody's question.
Maybe a little dangerous question, but I think the honest
is this the Chomer or the Levanim? Is this the mortar or the brick, Shelley?
It's just, you know, I'm afraid to ask
it,
but like...
Go ahead, don't worry. We're all friends.
We're obligated to Davin.
Let's be honest. Good. Let's be honest. We're obligated. What does obligated mean?
God said, "I want you to daven 3 times a day."
And what are the consequences?
What about the consequences? He said, "I want you here 3 times a day." So that's it. I don't. You know, I want you not to eat.
Okay. Fine. Good.
So I don't.
Okay. So there are people here who are going because they're obliged to go.
I think most.
Okay. Good.
Because if you look around.
So fine. I agree with you.
Women aren't obligated, so how many are here davening? Or, you know, I know the rabbi talked about going to the mikvah Friday. Is it an obligation to go to the mikvah? No. At least we're told, except for Yom Kippur. So a lot of us go on Erev Yom Kippur, but not many of us go every Friday.
Right.
So if it's not an obligation, we don't do it.
Right.
So then we're just saying, we do it because we're obligated.
Okay, so now that you've clarified, is that the only reason people are davening? The primary reason?
I think the primary reason.
Okay, so now...
You can talk to God on your own. And
so fine, you're obligated to go. So when you're obligated, is that something you really want to do?
Not initially.
How about now? Do you really want to do it? You get up and say, wow, I'm so lucky I'm obligated to daven.
I guess we do, because we say thank you for not...
No, you're saying the words, but because you're obligated to say the words, Shelley. If I would say, Shelley, I'm giving us a different, I came back from Sinai, I negotiated with God, I got a great deal, guys. I took out 3/4 of the sitter. God has become a reform God. And he's gonna try it going reform way. He sees not working with Orthodox, chas v'shalom. Reform, and we had a big meeting, and Hashem, God, he understood that I was right, and I think I'll double the amount of guys coming to shul. Because we're going to start at 6:30 and end at 6:40.
Where's the shul?
Yeah, where's the shul? And you guys, I think a smile would come over your faces, right? So when you're obliged to do it, and you feel the whole reason because you're obliged, you really don't want to do it. You do only the extent that if I do what I'm obliged to do, I'll get a prize. I'll get some olam haba. I'm not sure what it is, but you know it's, you know. Okay, so because you're obliged. You're obliged. So now, let's talk to the I. Hello, I. Do you really want to get up and daven? Do you really want to get up and daven? No, I'm only doing it because I have to. Okay. Is that correct? Right? Because the proof is, if I tell you don't have to daven today, if I would tell all you guys, you know, In the earlier stages, I could have pulled this off on you guys. Like I said, I just want you to know, you know, it's a not so well known halacha. Once every 4 years, you know, when it's a certain leap year and the moon is in a certain place, it's a lot of people don't know it, but it would be an avera to daven, and you're not allowed to daven because all the forces go to the evil side, and we can't daven today. I could have pulled it off, maybe. You know what? You know, right? They'll say, wow, I guess the rabbi said so, you know, and, you know, frankly, they'll be a little bit happier, you know. So, but, and you'd really be happy, because why? Because I really don't like to daven. And I would have nobody would have said, ah, oh, come on. Can't we be lenient in daven? Right. Or tachlin. Everybody loves Nisan. Month of Nisan, big smiles. Oh, I forgot it's the day after Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh was terrible. It was an hour and a quarter. It was Rosh Chodesh. But it was, unbelievable. Right? So what does that mean? It means you really don't want to do it. So now, if you didn't say you have to do it, it doesn't make you feel close to Hashem. So let's be honest with our feelings. So we're doing because we have to. We are very, what's the word? We're very, loyal.
Let's remember what he said earlier.
Because now this is Mesiras Nefesh. This is painful. I mean, it's painful. Let's be honest. At 5:20, I would rather be in bed. I would. And there's a little bit of a struggle to get out of that bed and, put on a tie and put on this. Please don't take this personally. I'm not to offend anybody. But if you really, really wanted to daven, you'd have a suit and a tie on. You would. Let's be honest. You'd have a suit and a tie on. You'd be dressed differently. Oh, it takes so much more time. I mean, as it is, I can barely get my hunk of meat out of the bed. And now I gotta get a tie and make the tie and this and that and all this. Don't think I'm such a tzaddik, because I'm a rabbi, so I have to do it too. Okay? No, it's like I'm obligated. I know that this is how I have to daven, so I feel more of the obligation. And the truth is, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, you really should be dressed a bit differently. So that much I don't want to do, right? And that much, even if he obligates me, it's too hard, So, but the truth is, you don't really enjoy it. And that's what the tzaddik said last week. He said, okay, there's three kinds of people. The person just sleeps in. So he's stomach bum. Okay? It's stomach bum. You're just a behemoth. You don't get out of bed, and that's all there is to it. Or you don't appreciate. You're not a bum. You just have no clue how important prayer is, let's say, right? Then the guy who was Moser Nefesh. Moser Nefesh is much better. You will get rewarded, some kind of reward. There's no question about it. Don't think you're not going to get rewarded. But it's painful. It's not enjoyable. And it doesn't bring you as close to Hashem as if you were coming enjoying it. And what Hashem really wants, he doesn't want your Mesiras Nefesh. He doesn't want your Mesiras. He wants you to be happy. Davening. How many of us are really happy? Okay? Again, compare this to whatever, watching the Super Bowl. Okay? Compare it. Or compare this to, going shopping in the mall. For those who like going shopping in the mall. My teenage daughters, they love it. It's like, I don't know why, I can't understand it, but they love it. It's just, that's what it is. Compare it to whatever else compare it to eating chocolate cake. Like all these things, It's just, I don't really like it. So it's not getting you close to Hashem. That's what the whole book's about. Remember? Let's go back to the beginning. What's the purpose of life? Why are we Jews? It's to have the pleasure, Vani kirves Elokim li tov. And for me, being close to Hashem is good. Davening's supposed to get me close to Hashem. This is good. I should be enjoying myself. Why am I not enjoying myself? Right? Why am I slurring the words? Why am I cutting corners? Why have I not learned the explanation what all the words mean? That takes a lot of time. That's an investment. Well, the rabbi said in one of the classes, even if you don't understand the words, it's okay. So I'm relying on that one, But if you really, if you took it seriously, I'd learn Hebrew better. I'd learn how to read better. I'd say I would be practicing outside of prayer time, so I'd be a much better davener, right? I would do a lot. But I'm trying to get away, as the Chovas HaLevavos says, if I have to do it, you get away with the minimum. You get away with the minimum. And a minimalistic Judaism is not the one that draws you closer. Shall I agree? So that's how we feel. But we have to, if we clarify it, we understand where we have to still grow. And that's important. Yeah, Rafal? Oh, yeah, Larry?
Just a quick comment. I think he missed something in his analogy. Shelley's point, I think salad needs dressing. The dressing changes the taste of the salad, and that's God told me to. So whatever part of the salad you eat, the lettuce, the cucumbers, the tomatoes, if it's got dressing, that's the taste, which means God told me to. Now, everything else is, you know, I want to have a good parnassa, I want to, you know, be healthy. So those are the cucumbers and tomatoes. But you don't really taste them if you've got dressing on. So I agree with Shelley that, you know, if God said do it, you do it. And everything else is a byproduct.
I don't know. It could be. I don't know about the dressing over there. Could be. God told me to do it as a tomato. God told me to do it as a tomato. The fact I'm going to have a good day is a piece of lettuce. The fact that you know I enjoy more sleeping is a cucumber. You know, there's myriad reasons you know that go into what we're doing.
So you don't think that God told me to do it encompasses everything?
No, because a person is much more sophisticated than that. Maybe for some people it is. For some people it is. But I think, you know, part of that is God told me to do it, and, you know, and it happens to work, too. You know, and I still have my job.
But even if it does, you don't think it works, God told me to do it, because you don't know for sure.
Okay. It could be some people, but even if it's the one thing, but how much were you thinking about it? Every day you go to davening, do you think about why you're davening? Every day, Shelley, do you think about right before you daven? Right before you daven, why am I davening today? No, most of us don't.
Just getting here.
Yeah,
if somebody didn't come to the class, I would. I don't know.
What?
If I didn't come to the class, I just came to davening, maybe I would.
But I'm saying, we're doing all this davening, and we're not, you know, can you imagine? You've been, figure how many years you've been spent davening. It's an hour a day, you know, after I don't know how many years. It's already a year full of davening, and you're not necessarily any closer to Hashem. So why are you not any closer to Hashem if after all this davening is supposed to get you closer? Because you're not thinking enough of why I'm davening, and I'm davening for the wrong reason, or for not such a good reason. There could be better reasons to daven.
I think you could one example just to follow up on Larry's comment, and I'm going to embarrass myself. Take Kabbalat Shabbat.
Yeah.
So I've been coming lately to Westville, right? There's an obligation to go and daven Kabbalat Shabbat, right, and Mar. But the salad dressing is the singing and the dancing. So I'm going, not because I have to go, because if I can go anywhere, but I'm going specifically. I might not make it everybody, but I'm going specifically
for the singing and that, because that's the dressing.
Not for the dressing, because you want to go.
Because you enjoy singing and dancing.
But
is that it?
It's not to enjoy singing and dancing.
Do something a little bit foolish,
but you feel differently.
So it feels good.
But not from a selfish perspective. I feel closer to God or closer, more Shabbos day.
Okay, so that's a good reason.
So it's an example where it's the dressing.
Yeah, but that but
it's a straight down dressing.
Okay, good. So that's good. Are you doing it because you're feeling Hashem? Are you feeling Hashem?
On Shabbos, yeah.
All right, so that's a good thing.
I'm coming at 6 o'clock in the morning because we're going to obligate morning forum.
Okay.
Maybe Rambam at night more because I enjoy learning the Rambam.
Okay, listen, there's some people who just enjoy learning. Let's look at that. You know, somebody said, you know, I really like it.
That's the Rambam.
I really like it. But are you doing it to get close to Hashem? No. But I like it. So that means, even that needs tweaking. Even that needs tweaking.
As you learn more, you get closer. Otherwise...
Well, some do, some don't. But you're right. But again, it could be you're getting so involved, you know, you could have a guy who really likes the learning. Let's give an example. You really like the learning. We're learning about brachas. But then you come home and you eat food, you don't make a bracha on it. Right, so how does that translate? Well, the learning I like, but to get close to Hashem, that I don't think about. All right, we'll get to you tomorrow. Okay, I didn't forget about you. Chas v'shalom. So we'll continue with the questions. It's good, healthy discussion. We have to talk this out.